be happy, and don't drink and drive.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go.
All right, welcome back to Riding Dirty, the only radio show in America dedicated to the issues of drinking and driving. Ken Sharp alongside the ever-talented Julie Atkinson. And we're talking holiday parties and how to go out and enjoy these parties without the risk of severe legal consequences or worse. But more importantly, there's things we can do right now, even though the economy's in the tank, even though it's, you know, a little bit, you know, we don't have as much money to spend to host these parties. There's still things we can do.
Absolutely, Ken. And we are so lucky. Today here on Ride and Dirty, we have the party goddess joining us today to give us some tips on how you can throw an amazing holiday party. Welcome to Ride and Dirty, Marley Major.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, it's going to be fun. I mean, yes, you can still entertain even though things are a little bit funky out there, but...
So, Marley, let us know, what is it like being the party goddess? Can you let us know a little bit about being a party planner?
Sure. Well, our company handles every aspect of an event. So the thing about that is that we not only can handle, like, the food and the staff, but we do the decor and the, you know, the timelines and the permitting and all that kind of stuff we handle from our office. So sometimes we handle every aspect of an event, and then sometimes we just handle, like, somebody says, listen, I'm getting married at this particular hotel, can you coordinate it and can you, you know, make it look like Winter Wonderland or something like that? So we kind of do the whole deal, or we just do pieces of it depending on what the client wants.
Now, Marley, it's no doubt that you're the party planner to the stars here in Southern California, but give us some tips for people that may not be able to hire you, but they want to throw a great holiday bash themselves.
Sure.
And entertain their friends.
Well, that's kind of the fun thing about what I do is that I get to work on these really, like, high-profile, high-energy, cool events, but then I get to translate all this stuff down and say, okay, guys, here's how you can do it yourself. This is what we do, you know, for the stars parties. So one of my tips is to create a signature drink. And these days, so much stuff is now about personalization because everything has gotten so depersonalized. You know, like, it used to be you wanted to see your friend, you'd meet for coffee, or you'd, like, you know, call her up. Well, these days, everything is like the blanket email or the Evite. So what we're saying is really do something specific and special to you. So by creating a signature cocktail, first of all, it's personal, and second of all, it saves money because people think, oh, my gosh, I'm having a party. I need to have the full-on, you know, full bar with rum, tequila, everything under the sun. And that really jacks your prices up because you don't know what everybody's going to drink, so you don't know if you need to buy 5 bottles of tequila and 3 bottles of rum or what to do. So by creating a signature cocktail, you pick, let's say, if you really like vodka or you really like, you know, you like wine and you want to do like a sangria or something like that, you pick the main ingredient that you like and design the cocktail around it, and then it cuts your bar budget because then all you have to do is just serve like beer, wine, soft drinks, you know, and bubble water for people who aren't drinking. And then this fun signature cocktail, and then you can also do a non-alcoholic version if you're going to have kids around or for people who are the designated driver.
So Julie's hosting a big party herself this Friday night for her girlfriends. Should she make a special Julie drink?
Absolutely. Well, see, that's the fun thing. So what Julie should do is you should figure out, okay, like, what's your favorite kind of alcohol? I mean, a lot of times women like vodka, you know? But you can figure out what is your favorite kind of alcohol or what do you think your guests are going to drink? And then what you do is, or let's say when you go out with your friends, you notice that everybody always drinks cosmopolitans, you know, let's say, or something like that. So what you do is create this signature cocktail, serve it in a martini glass, even if it can be, you know, they're fun disposable ones, they're ones that light up. I mean, you can just do regular martini glasses, whatever you want, and create the cocktail. But the fun part about it is, like, to type it up and then to, you know, put it in a frame or something so that when you're serving and people go, oh, my gosh, what's this? And it says all the different ingredients and it, you know, it's called like Julie's Tinkerbell Red-Nosed Reindeer Cosmopolitan or whatever it's going to be, you know. And then people have just a really great time with it.
Well, and Marley, I was on your website last night at thepartygoddess.com and saw a really super fun drink out in the Milky Way Martini.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious. And how much fun is that?
Well, we have tons of great, I love to drink. Like, I don't love to drink till I'm falling down, you know, but I love a good, fun cocktail. And there are so many different ways to do things these days. I mean, there's so many different concoctions, and that's something that our industry has really kind of embraced, is this whole thing of a mixologist, you know? And before it was like, a what? And those were, you know, that used to be where you'd have, like, big hotels in Vegas or fancy places would have a mixologist create these great drink menus. But now what's happened is, yes, these mixologists have done that for the hotels, which is why you have these really lengthy, great, you know, drink menus that you're like, oh, my gosh, I could have every single one on the menu. But the cool thing is now with the Internet, these recipes are published, so you can go to your favorite sites and you can pull cool recipes based on whether it's, like, the ingredients, like if you like really sweet stuff, because I like sweet stuff, so that, you know, the Milky Way one is awesome for me. But if you're, you know, guys typically don't like it, things as sweet, so you know, you can search based on, you know, all different kinds of recipes and then go, ooh, that would be good. Or, you know, do you want to do one that's got just a few ingredients? Or do you want to do something really complicated because you only have six people coming, you know, and you can. So just, you kind of take into consideration your crowd, because, you know, you don't want to be making something very complicated and you've got 200 people and they're all waiting in line for it.
We're speaking with Marlee Major. She is CEO of The Party Goddess. And if you want to know more, go to thepartygoddess.com to get some tips, to get some tricks for your party that you have coming up. Now, with Julie's party, we're sitting here trying to plan it with her, Marlee. If she wanted to make some food, because obviously the girls are coming over and she wants to have something simple. But at the same time, she needs to have time for herself to get dressed and to get her hair all done up and makeup on and all that stuff. Give her something simple that she can make that'll be plenty for her and her girlfriends. That so she still has time to get herself all dolled up.
Okay, well, a couple things, and your party's on Friday, so this is great because today is Wednesday. And by the way, nobody believes me when I say this, but you can do it, and then I swear to you, send me an email because this is the best tip I'm going to give you guys. You make a casserole, okay, and you're going to think I've lost my mind. And every client does when they go, well, I want to do something that everybody's going to eat and da-da-da-da-da. The thing is, you make a casserole. Here's why. I'm not saying like some gross random thing. I mean, like, go to epicurious.com or go to, you know, like Martha Stewart, or go to some good website and come up with a good recipe. But here's why. You can make it ahead of time. So today's Wednesday. You can run home, you know, on your way home today, stop at the market, get a couple key ingredients. You can throw it all together tomorrow, right? So that's Thursday. Then all you do before everybody comes is pop it in the oven just to heat it up. I guarantee you it works so great for a couple reasons. One, because nobody makes casseroles anymore. And, you know, and by casserole, I'm saying, like, it could be lasagna or it could be something like that. But we do, like, a great one that's baked with chicken and ancho chilies and tortilla chips. And it's like, and then penne pasta. It's kind of like this Mexican baked casserole. And I'm telling you, people are licking their plates because it's so good and warm and great at this time of year. And then guess what? If you have leftovers, that's perfect. Just put them in Ziploc bags and send them home with everybody. They can reheat it and use them next week. So
that sounds delicious. And what a great idea, because you're right. It's so hard. We always make things so complicated.
Right.
And when you're at home, you know, and I always say it's just as hard to plan a party for 20 people as it is to plan a party for a couple hundred people if you're planning the party all by yourself.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, one of my key things is to keep it simple. Remember, if you get invited to a dinner party, people do not necessarily expect you to be, like, making and growing the salad dressing. And that is what somehow we think, oh, my God, I'm having 10 people over for dinner. I need to, you know, make my Caesar salad dressing and, like, go to this market and get the shaved Parmesan and go here and bake my croutons. No. Pick something simple like a casserole or something that, again, key that you can do ahead of time so that you're not stressed out. And then limit the number of items that need timing, you know what I mean, that need to have you standing at the oven, you know, pulling them out. Like, you don't want to have a souffle coming out and, you know, being like doing your coffee with the French press and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So limit your complicated items and just keep it simple. And with a casserole, you can do that and throw together, you know, a salad, a cocktail. If you want some bread or something, great. Call it a day. Next.
Lastly, for me, Marlee, you know, with holiday parties, it's kind of changed over the last couple of decades. Today, certainly during the holidays, with so many DUI checkpoints out there and saturation patrols, and the police are have a heightened sense of alert looking for alcohol-impaired drivers.
Right.
Let's talk about being a good host or hostess with your holiday party and things that people could do to make sure that their guests don't put themselves at the risk of severe legal consequences.
Okay, well, there are a bunch of things you can do. And the first thing is to give the we all are going to have a designated driver. Hopefully, we don't even have to, you know, say that at this point in the game. But number one, we have to have a designated driver. But the host job is to say, listen, this is a really good thing that we have designated drivers, because the host or hostess doesn't want people running out, you know, and driving anyway. It's their responsibility as well. And so the easiest thing to do with that is to have, yes, like I always say, have bubble water, you know, with limes and, you know, water and then, you know, Coke, Diet Coke, that kind of thing. That's fun. Or you can do something else that's really great, and again, not expensive, is to get like the old-time sodas, you know, like the old-fashioned Coke bottles or the old-fashioned Bubble Up or the old-fashioned, you know, 7-Up bottles, which, again, not expensive, so fun to drink out of, and you just don't see them all the time, you know? So that way, if somebody's going to be the designated driver, they don't, they're not just stuck necessarily with water, you know?
And another and then, one, another thing they could do is provide designated drivers. Maybe use some of the kids that have driver's license to, if both people want to consume alcohol, drive their car and them home, and using a chase car to get everybody back.
Exactly. And then another great thing that I always tell my hosts and hostesses, too, is you know, everything is in the pre-planning. Figure out, like, what cab company locally serves your area. And especially during the holidays, there are so many companies that, you know, or so many different services that will do kind of like, you know, the drive home thing so that they, it's like a designated driver bus or whatever. But the key thing is, don't wait until it's 11:30 at night and, oh my gosh, I'm too drunk to drive, or the hostess is like, you know, you really shouldn't be driving. Let's start, you know, getting on the internet, figuring out who to call. Like, know ahead of time. And what we do is, we'll even just, for the host or hostess, we'll just print the, you know, the name of the cab company or the, you know, the service that's doing that that night, and just print it out on 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and cut them out so that you can hand them out to people as they need them at the end of the night. And then you're not like, you know, running around trying to figure out what to do.
Exactly. Whether it's your holiday party, your wedding, your graduation, your next big event, you want to go to the Party Goddess, go to thepartygoddess.com. And if you need Marley services, she's there available for us here in Southern California. Marley, thanks for joining us today, and happy holidays.
Thanks so much.
And enjoy.
You guys have a great party, Julie. Come up with a fun drink.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I loved all of the tips that you have on your website. That makes it so nice for those of us that are doing the party on our own. So thank you for putting that out there.
What we're going to do today is we're going to put on the blog, if it's not on already, I'm going to put the tips that we just talked about as well as some other ones for your listeners. So if your listeners want to go to thepartygoddess.com/blog, I'll put some more tips especially tied to this show.
Perfect. Thanks,
Perfect.
Marley.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays. All right. Let's take a break.
Sounds fun. How can that not get you in the partying mood, Ken? That had to have helped out at least, right? You're ready? I can tell by looking at you. Part of me thinks that this is a little bit of an act for you. Maybe not.
When we come back, we're talking DUI checkpoints. You don't want to miss this segment. Coming up, Sarah Longwell from the American Beverage Institute.